The Shabbos before Purim is known as Shabbos Parsha Zachar, and according to most, we have a Chiyav Daraisa to hear Parsha Zachar. It's not as a Chiyav Daraisa on Shabbos before Purim. Pashas you could read, fulfill your mitzvah Parsha Zachar any time of the year. Like Rav Nosson Adler pointed out, that since we have a principle in the Gemara that the Shir Shicha is Yud Beis Chodesh, and you remember for 12 months that a mace isn't forgotten from your heart until 12 months. Of course, it's always there, but on a certain higher level. So he says that year, he said, you should daven Parshas Kisetze. You should fulfill your mitzvah Parshas Zachar. If you wait to the next Purim, it will be 13 months if it's a leap year. Apparently, the Satmar Rebbe has a chiddush that this Karim Vinasim, that it's Dafka, you have to hear it, I guess, either on the Shabbos before Purim or that week. But Pashas, it's a Din D'Oraisa all the time. And the Takana D'Rabbanan is that you have to hear it on that Shabbos. So that's what everyone says to do. But the question is, what happens if you can't make it? So let's say you can't make it at Shachar. So there's different minhagim in different shuls. Some have either for men or women, but usually for women, for those who can't make it. So after Shachar is, after Musaf, if they have a Parsha Zachar minyan, some do it before Mincha, after Mincha. And that's based on Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, who felt he's cholik on the Sefer Achinuch, not just him, but the Sefer Achinuch writes, women are exempt from the mitzvah of Parsha Zachar because they're not b'nei mechomon dinu, they don't fight wars. So, therefore he said, they didn't really putter completely, so they don't have to worry. And that was the Chazanisha Shita. Rev Chaim Kanievsky wrote in one of his Svarim, Time at the Crow, I believe, he wrote he wanted to do something with Zecha Nishmas's mother, who was the mother was the brother of the Chazanish. So he wrote a couple of pages on different Torahs he heard from his mother in the name of the Chazanish. So one of the Torahs she said over was that the Chazanish, her brother, used to tell her, and I guess her sisters, that you don't have to make a special trip. If you don't go to Shabbos, if you don't hear Kriyas Torah all year round, you don't have to be more makpid this Shabbos. In other words, he thought that women are putter from Parsha Zachar. So, however, Rav Nosson Adler felt they were chayiv. That was the minhag in Frankfurt, and many shuls have different minhagim. So, if you read Parsha Zachar, so maybe if you have 10 men, we could discuss having a minyan. But even that, it's a discussion whether you should make a bracha. I mean, you should definitely have a minyan. The question is, could you make a bracha or not? So someone to point out then that if you're not going to make a bracha at this waning with the women or whichever special waning you're going to do, maybe the brachas are an obstacle in performing the mitzvahs. Why would I think the brachas are an obstacle in performing the mitzvahs? Brachas ain't a makav, this is the Gemara. It says, like, if I put on my tefillin and I don't make a bracha, put on my talis, I still get my mitzvah talis and tefillin. So the Tosfos HaRosh writes, that's only when it's the brachas drabbanan, which is 99% of the time, so then it's not makav. Perhaps if the brachas da araisa, like the Ramban writes by Birkas HaTorah, so maybe not saying the bracha is ma'akev. Someone's ma'akev in what? Anyway, like you can't learn Torah then. So either way, so they say Rav Chanan was speaking to the Kavna Rav. By the way, that's the Prima Gadin Shita. The Prima Gadin writes, it's mashman, if the bracha is also daraisa, and you don't do it, is ma'akev in the mitzvah. So therefore, perhaps if you assume Parsha Zachar is Dara, everyone agrees Zachar is Daraisa. But if you assume the brachas of Parsha Zachar are also Daraisa, and if you don't hear the brachas, so then perhaps it's ma'akev, you're not yotze. That was the taina of some. And Rabbi Ochanan was had a discussion with the Kavna Rav, the Dvar Rav, and said, no, that's not true. Even if it is true, that principle of the Tosas Harash, that brachas are only ma'akeves if it's a Durabanan, but the brachas daraisa, that, but when do we say Birkas HaTorah is daraisa? That's the bracha we make in the morning. That's what the Ramban writes. The bracha we make at Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni, Chamishi, and Shabbos, that's a din Durabanan. So therefore, the bracha we're making by Parashat Zachar would only be Durabanan anyway. Whatever it is, with an extensive discussion, other than that gets into a Machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli, whether perhaps if you argue, I think the Yerushalmi writes that there's a Birkas HaTorah B'tzibor Daraisa, and it's a Birkas HaTorah B'yechidis Daraisa. Pashas, we assume like the Bavli that to make the Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa, but the bracha we make is only Durabanan, and therefore, if you're already Machbid, like Rav Nosson Adler, that woman Achayev, so then you have what to rely on as well. The Pashas is that one can fulfill, even a man can fulfill Parashat Zachar with the Brachas Armiaka, because even if you assume Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa, it doesn't mean every bracha you make before the Leini, which it seems to be a debate between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. So again, so therefore it's best if you could hear a Shabbos morning in Shul. If not, there are special minyanim. Of course, it's the O Machokas Magen Avraham Mishneh Brura. You could be Yotzi with Vayavo Amalek on Purim morning. The Magen Avraham says yes. The Mishneh Brura says no, because he says it's not enough of Machia. So therefore, according to the Mishneh Brura, it's best to have another Parashas Zachar minyan, or maybe relies with Rav Nosson Adler, and you could be Yotzi Kiseitzi or some other time.